Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Rausch is our TV insider from TV Guide and TV Insider, and normally is on Monday mornings, but because we didn't get to talk with him Monday, so many of us wanted to hear what he had to say about TV this week, and he has been gracious enough to let us steal some of his time on this Thursday. Hey, Matt, thanks for being with us this morning and coming on a Thursday. Great to have you as always.
Sure. Thanks, Dave.
A couple of things I want to ask you about. One of those, network TV kind of getting back to business a little bit.
Well, yeah, this is, I think, somewhat of a significant week that we're in right now, as some of the shows that we've been waiting months and months to have come back on the air, some went off the air early in the spring because they had to shut down production, but some of them are coming back. Last night, we saw ABC bring back its sitcoms, including The Conners, the Roseanne Free spinoff, which had the family dealing with aspects of the pandemic. They're worried about being evicted from their home, and the restaurant they run, they can only do takeout and delivery. So seeing real lives reflected within comedy, because there was also a lot of laughs within the episode. Some people are liking that, and some people wish they could just ignore it. But I think a show like The Conners can't ignore it. And you'll see that also happening when medical shows come back in November. But the other big show that's going to be coming back quite soon is This Is Us, the family drama on NBC that's quite the tearjerker. On Tuesday, you'll see it come back with a two-hour episode where the siblings turn 40, look back on the day they were born all those many years ago, but also deal with the fact that two of the three aren't even talking to each other. The two brothers have had a major split. I have a feeling that there will be many, many tears shed during the 2 hours of This Is Us, but having these shows coming back little by little, and in November you'll see a lot more. Many, many shows will come back in November that network TV will begin to look like network TV again.
You know, I have to tell my wife sometimes, Matt, when she at night, once in a while she'll have trouble sleeping, I said, that's because you're watching This Is Us till you try to go to bed and you just all stressed out over
that.
You
had to put it on afterwards to make you feel better.
Yeah, that's right. So that's going on. I did want to ask you about The Voice, and I wanted to ask you as well about Dancing with the Stars.
Well, yeah, actually Monday, this last Monday, The Voice came back. Always with the best part of every season is the blind auditions, which is just such great television to have the people singing their hearts out while the judges or the coaches have their backs turned, and to see who, if any of them, turned around. That's always just a great deal of fun. And as it turned out, with The Voice coming back, that it did take a little hit on Dancing with the Stars, which had come back this season. And lots of fans of Dancing with the Stars are upset because they replaced Tom Bergeron, the original host, with Tyra Banks, who's now our producer of the show, and I don't get any positive mail about that show, let me tell you. But the numbers are somewhat up, but I think they're up in some regards because there hasn't been any competition, and Dancing with the Stars, even with a host that is unpopular, is the kind of escapist television that a lot of people are looking at right now because, you know, everything else makes you want to drive off the cliff.
Sacha Baron Cohen is getting headlines and papers today for some political shenanigans that he pulled in his new streaming show.
Well, this is true. Well, Borat has always been a prankster. It was his big breakthrough movie about 14 years ago, but he's come back with a sequel, and once again, something you would have expected to see in movie theaters is now going to streaming. So Amazon on Friday will release what they're calling Borat Subsequent Movie Film, which is their way of saying a sequel. But yes, the prankster is at it. He made some real headlines yesterday when clips got out about a scene that was meant to embarrass Rudy Giuliani, as if that's possible. But nonetheless, And then he also busts into a CPAC conference dressed as the president to embarrass Mike Pence. But that is Brat for you. He really tries to shake things up, exposing basically the absurdities of society through this very absurd character. A lot of people take offense to him, but a lot of people think it's funny. And it will be available Friday for those to make up their own mind if you have Amazon to stream it.
Well, speaking of streaming, I look forward to Apple. They're going to do a Bruce Springsteen letter to you.
Yes, that's also tomorrow. Apple will drop a documentary that went behind the scenes during the recording in his studio of Bruce Springsteen's latest album, Letter to You, which includes Springsteen with his legendary E Street Band. And apparently it's very personal, and its connection to music, so it's very reflective as well. Well, Bruce Springsteen is one of the most thoughtful artists out there, so I have a feeling that his fans will really appreciate having that documentary.
Hey, we saw a lot of promos for On the Rocks with Bill Murray and Rashida Jones. Is that going to be coming up too?
Yeah, again, this is on Apple again tomorrow. It's a huge day for streaming tomorrow. So many things happening. But On the Rocks is a film from Sofia Coppola that stars Bill Murray and Rashida Jones as a father and daughter who sort of traverse New York to sort of shadow her husband, who she thinks is cheating on him. But really, it's about the relationship between the father and the daughter. And you have actors like Bill Murray and Rashida Jones. And Bill Murray, Lost in Translation, was one of his hit films with Sofia Coppola, the director. So that is, again, something you would have expected to see in movie theaters, but it's going to be available on Apple as of tomorrow.
Hey, last minute, Matt, HBO's next big thing, and then I got to ask you about Quibi, too.
Yeah, HBO's got a new series, a limited series that's going to start on Sunday called The Undoing. It's absolutely irresistible if you like things like Big Little Lies, which the writer David E. Kelly from that reteams with Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman plays the high society wife of Hugh Grant, a doctor in New York City. They live the charmed life, but then a scandal involving their son's private school erupts. Their lives begin to fall apart. There are twists in every episode. If you like that kind, it's sort of like a TV page turner that begins on Sunday on HBO. The Undoing, really, really high-class stuff. And they sent me 5 of 6 episodes. After the fifth, it was like, oh, I got to see the sixth. So it's really, really good.
And then Quibi, are you surprised? 6 months and it's all done.
Yeah, Quibi, that was the short-form video thing that you were supposed to watch on your phone. I don't think it was a good idea, and it certainly came out at the worst time possible when everybody was stuck in their homes at the very beginning of the pandemic. So Quibi was an experiment of doing short-form storytelling where every show was told in like very few minute chapters. I don't think it was satisfying for anybody, and it didn't ever catch on. And so it's going to be one of those things that will be seen as one of those colossal failures. Everybody's trying to do startups, and everybody is, but of course, it also happened while these other streaming services were premiering. So it was just the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it's sort of too bad. But I'm sure someone will try something new again, but maybe it'll work better than Quibi.
Matt, I'll talk to you in a couple weeks, and I have some time off. I'll look forward to that. In the meantime, we'll follow you online at TV Insider and TV Guide. Thanks a bunch, Matt. Matt Rausch, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.